You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Survivors of sexual assault and their allies met today at Vera House to celebrate Monday's passing of the Child Protection Act. The act will increase the statute of limitations for survivors of childhood sexual abuse to file civil and criminal action. 6 months after the act is signed by Governor Cuomo, a one-year revival window begins for survivors to take civil action. Vera House Executive Director Randy Bregman says they will be preparing for that window in the upcoming months.
People are starting to consider, to think about what it would mean to them. Sometimes they would be looking to sue their perpetrator, and sometimes they would be looking to sue the institution that allowed the perpetrator many times to carry on acts.
Bregman says she's not sure if local lawyers are seeking possible cases, though she has seen ads for out-of-town attorneys. Colleen Merced is the executive director of McMahon Child Advocacy Center. She says the changes in the statute of limitations show survivors that people care.
A lot of these children, teenagers, are not ready to tell their truth. And this gives people the opportunity to be able to take care of themselves and one day know that they can speak their truth and speak out.
Survivors welcome the passing of this bill, which has been a goal of the Vera House for over 12 years. Co-chair of the Survivors Network, Alexandra Ducat, called the activism of individual survivors critical for the passing of this legislation.
Today, the voices of survivors and victims have been validated. Even amongst sharing collective pain and experiences, survivors and victims can now move forward with each other to collect the justice we so deserve.
While survivors celebrate the passing of the act by the state legislature, Governor Cuomo is expected to sign it into law soon. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.